one medicine for animal and human health. In a world marked by strife between nations, between animals and humans, between animals themselves, Edward Hicks tapped into the universal wish for harmony and peace. Well ahead of his time, he invited to his kingdoms not only leading human figures and innocent children, but also a consortium of animals whose presence he found indispensable. The animals, whose anthropomorphic features betrayed human emotions, seemed puzzled and apprehensive. In the dander and under their breath, in the soil and in the water, on the leaves and the clothing of the dignitaries, lay creatures unknown to Hicks, microorganisms insidiously moving from animals to humans, eating, multiplying, sharing, spreading, connecting. Not long after Hicks' death in 1849, German pathologist Rudolf Virchow coined the term zoonosis, verifying the essential link between animal and human health. This link, further complicated by the emerging nature of disease and the ethical, ecologic, social, and economic values placed on the relation between humans and their pets, livestock, or fellow inhabitants of nature, has not been uniformly acknowledged or exploited, even in the face of AIDS, Ebola, West Nile virus, and avian influenza. In the 1980s, American epidemiologist Calvin Schwabe proposed a unified human and veterinary approach against zoonotic diseases. This approach, one medicine, upholds Virchow's principles and affirms Hicks' wish for the control of subversive elements, whether they interfere with harmonious animal and human interaction or they disrupt animal and human health.